give the Lord a good hand clap. He's so worthy, isn't he? He's so worthy. He's so faithful and true. You know, Jesus said to Peter, Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired to have thee, that he may sift thee like wheat. He said, but I prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Amen? So I thank God for Jesus' prayers. See, Jesus ascended on high, and he's at the right hand of God, but he makes intercession for us, doesn't he? I mean, he prayed for us. Thank God. God is so good. He's so faithful and true. And I thank God for the message this morning. How many of y'all thank God for the message this morning? Hallelujah. God have come to set us free. Amen. He don't want us bound. He's come to set us free. Amen. All right, if you have your Bible, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 9 and 10. First Corinthians 15, verses 9 and 10. Brother Willie, read that for us, please. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for the word of God. Thank you for your love and your mercy. Thank you for your grace, Lord God. Thank you for salvation tonight, Lord. Father, have your way. Move by thy spirit. Let your divine will be done tonight, Lord. Stir our hearts and our minds, Lord. God, help us to seek your face diligently out of a pure heart. Thank you for the victory, Lord God, in Jesus' name and for the glory of God. Amen. Now we think of the Apostle Paul. Well, many of us don't think of him as a real prayer, a great prayer warrior, but he was. He's not considered to be a great prayer warrior. We think of him as being a great apostle. But the Apostle Paul, he was a great apostle, but how did he feel about himself? He felt like he was the least of the apostles. Why? He said, because I persecuted the church of God. Now, he persecuted the church of God in ignorance. Isn't that right? He didn't do it willingly, but he did it ignorantly. He was a Jew. Paul was a Hebrew of the Hebrews, wasn't he? Circumcised the eighth day. And he was educated at the feet of Gamaliel. He knew several languages. So see, Paul was able to deal with the educated people and deal with those that wasn't so educated. Isn't that right? He was able to, and it's good to be that way. You know, I mean, I wish I had more education, but you have to use what you got. Isn't that right? You have to use what you got. And, hallelujah. God is faithful, and he's true. And God wants us to humble ourselves at his mighty hand, want us to deny ourselves, and take up our cross and follow him daily. Apostle Paul was a humble man, and we consider him as a great missionary. He went from place to place preaching the truth. He didn't back down on the truth. He didn't let down. He didn't compromise. You know, we have a lot of compromising today. A lot of compromising. So many people afraid to stand for what's true. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And in these last days, if it ever was a time that we stood for truth, preach the truth, first live a holy life. Live a holy life and preach the word. Don't back down. Don't sugarcoat it. So much sugarcoating today. You know, a lot of the preachers, about all they are is a bunch of sweet mouths out here. And when I say sweet mouths, I mean they say something good about everybody. But Jesus didn't do it that way, did he? I mean, you can't. Everybody is not going to heaven. But we've got people that are saying, well, just do what best you can. Everybody gonna end up in heaven. No, it's not true. Everybody's not gonna end up in heaven. Hallelujah. People that live for God will end up in heaven. But the ungodly, the unrighteous, what the Psalms say? For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall do what? Perish. So there are two ways. There's a right way and a wrong way. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. But we're living in the times when a lot of people won't preach against singing. Pastor Venema brought forth a lot of good things this morning. Hallelujah. How the ministers, a lot of them have let down on the truth. But the Apostle Paul was a man that held the standard. We thank him as a great missionary, and he was a great missionary. He was a great apostle because he stood for truth. He wouldn't compromise. Jesus himself is our perfect example. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Jesus is our perfect example. And he lived a holy life. He lived a pure life. He stood for the truth. And he's calling you and me tonight to stand for truth. He's calling us to pray and to seek his face and to stand upon the word of God. The Apostle Paul was a pioneer of the faith. He went out into the Roman Empire, surmounting hardships and obstacles that would stop the average man. Amen? See, when things get hard, remember when they went on a missionary journey and they took John Mark with them? He got so far out there and he turned back. Things got too hot for him. Saints of God, it's time to put on the whole armor of God, to be strong in the Lord. Now, we can't be strong in ourselves. Jesus said, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. So we got to walk in the spirit, live in the spirit, obey the spirit of God, lift the standard of truth high. But it is holiness is what it is. Holiness. The Bible said, follow peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. So God's calling us to holiness. But what does it mean to be holy? To be holy means to be set aside or set apart for God's use. For God to use us. And God wants us to be for he can use us anywhere and any time. Isn't that right? He wants to be able to call on us at midnight and we'll say, Lord, what would you have me to do? So get up and pray. He wants us to get up and pray. Whatever he say, you know, Mary, when Jesus began to do it, when he did his first miracle, before he did his first miracle, he went to this marriage in Cana of Galilee, and they ran out of wine. And Mary came to him and said, they have no wine. He said, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour have not yet come. But you know what she said? Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Don't do more, don't do less, but do exactly what he said. And Jesus told him to fill the water pots with water. And draw it out and take it to, hallelujah. Draw it out and let them drink it. And they did, and it was wine. Well, you know, I don't believe it was fermented. A lot of people talk about that, say, was it fermented? Well, it was wine. I don't believe nobody got drunk. I don't. Hallelujah. But he turned water to wine. He's a miracle worker. saints of God, we living at the end, and God is purging us here. Jesus said, he talked about the vines, the true vine. I'm the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. But every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it. He prunes it. How many of y'all know what to, how to prune a plant? You cut the dead stuff off, don't you? You cut it away. Because with that dead stuff there, you never will thrive and grow and be healthy. But you cut that dead stuff away. And that's what God's doing to his true people, the ones that want to press in, the ones that want to be in these last days a witness for the Lord. Bible says, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be any after. I even I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." Amen? Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, but the name of Jesus." Isn't that right? You can't be saved no other way. Jesus said, if you come up some other way, you is a thief and a robber. You're not going to make it in. Hallelujah. The apostles, Jesus sent them out to preach the word. And they preached the word. And they came back and said to Jesus, said, "Master, even the devils are subject unto us through your name." You know what Jesus said? "I beheld Satan like lightning fall from heaven." So don't rejoice because the devils are subject unto you through my name, but rather rejoice because what? Your names are written in heaven. Isn't that wonderful to know your name is written in heaven? Saints, we got to realize this is not our home. So don't get too comfortable down here. Don't get your roots too deep down here. Don't grab hold to nothing and hold it too tight. Isn't that right? Because God, we don't want God to have to pry our hands loose. He know how to do it. Isn't that right? We say, "Lord, now, Lord, you can have everything but this." That's the very thing he'll get. That's the very thing he'll go after. Because the Lord wants us to be holy. He wants us to be like him. He said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and do what? Glorify your Father which is in heaven." Let your light shine. Hallelujah. How you let your light shine? By letting Jesus shine through you, by living pure and holy. Take it, suffering. In order to be a strong witness, we've got to suffer in the flesh. Isn't that right? We've got to suffer in the flesh. Now, the Apostle Paul did some suffering. Look at 2 Timothy for the gospel. He suffered for the gospel's sake. Hallelujah. The Bible, listen to what the word of God said. "Let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf." Amen? If you're living holy and pure and you're suffering as a Christian, glorify God. Magnify God. Thank God. Amen? As a Christian. But not as a murderer, thief, or evildoer. A busybody in other men's matters. And hallelujah. So God don't want us to be gossiping, does he? No, he doesn't. He wants us to be truthful and honest and thankful and praiseworthy. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 18. What does it say here? The Apostle Paul, as he went forth preaching the gospel. Now, when you go forth preaching the truth, you're going to have opposition. Isn't that right? You're going to have opposition. Satan not going to just sit back and just look at you. No, no, no. No, he's not. What did Paul say here? Yeah. I'm now ready. See, Apostle Paul had preached the word, lived the holy life, and now he's ready to go home to be with the Lord. I'm ready to be offered what? My time of my departure is at hand. It's time for me to get out of here. I've done the will of God. Read. I fought a good fight. Now, he fought a good fight. He did the will of God. He stood for truth. He lived the holy life. I fought a good fight. My. You know, it's good to be able to fight a good fight and finish your course doing the will of God, being in the will of God. You haven't ran around and messed around and messed up things, but you've done the will of God. You've followed God. And sometimes it be hard. Isn't that right? Sometimes it's hard. Hallelujah. But we have to just trust God and live for God and pray and fast, do some fasting. You know, we need to do some fasting today, don't we? Hallelujah. Is it easy to fast? No. But we need to. We need to fast some. Amen. You know, I really believe, thank God, if we do a little more fasting and seeking God, that we'll see God move more. I do. I believe that. All right, read. I've kept the faith. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. That's in all of God's people. All right? He said, I've kept the faith. Read. From now on, henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. God has got a crown of righteousness for me because I've been faithful to him. Uh-huh. The Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. God's going to give me a crown of righteousness because I've lived for him. By the grace of God, Paul said, I am what I am. I've lived for him. Hallelujah. What did it say? He's going to give it to me, but not to me only. See, Paul's not selfish about it. Not to me only. I'm not the only one going to get this crown of righteousness, but to all them also, what? That love is appearing. See, we that love God, we're looking for him. Isn't that right? God is coming for the ones that's looking for him. And saints of God, he could come anytime, couldn't he? He really could. So, like I said, don't get your roots planted too deep down here. But thank God, because when the Lord comes, he's going, we out of here. Isn't that right? He's going to take us out of here. And saints of God, and you know, sometimes the way things go, we wish we was already with him, don't we? Yes, we do. Sometimes we do. Because, my God, things can get pretty hot down here, pretty tough. But Jesus said, I never leave you nor forsake you. He meant what he said. He meant what he said. So sometimes we have to get on our knees and cry out to God. And we need to do that daily, pray daily. We might not be able to get on our knees daily, but we need to pray daily. Isn't that right? Like Pastor Venable, he walk and pray. Hallelujah. Telling God the things that he know to tell God. And I thank God for Pastor Venable. I really do, and Sister Venable. I thank God for them. And people that love God, people that's lifting the standard of truth, people that's not afraid. Not afraid to stand for what's right. My God. Somebody give God a hand. Come on. Give the Lord a hand. What did he say there? Read on. All right, now see, the Apostle Paul is about ready to go out of here. He's writing to Timothy. I want you to come to me. Be diligent to come to me. I need you, before I die, I want you to be diligent to come to me. Read. Now see, the Apostle Paul, some of them forsook Paul for standing for truth. They were afraid, they wasn't ready to die, didn't want to die. So Demas had forsaken me. What did he do? He loved this present world, so he forsook me when I spoke up for the truth. Demas didn't stand with me. He forsook me. He took off. Read. Thessalonica. He'd gone to Thessalonica. Read. Crescent. Galatia. Yeah. Titus. Oh, I see. Even Titus left him. Isn't there something? The fire got hot. I mean, it got hot. Hallelujah. But Paul wouldn't take down. He wouldn't take down. Hallelujah. Read. Only Luke is with me. Luke is still here with me. It didn't get too hot for him. He stayed with me. Only Luke is with me. What else did he say?
That
You know, Paul, when Mark, went back home, Paul didn't just let him come on back just right away. You understand what I mean? He gave him some time to just stay out there and grow, to pray and seek God. But what did he say about Mark? What did he say about Mark? Read it. He's profitable for me for the ministry now. Bring him with him. He's profitable for me for the ministry. All right, read. Mm-hmm. That's good. Amen. Talking about the sufferings of Paul. But Paul was a praying man. He prayed. He sought God, even when he had that thorn in the flesh. Why did he have a thorn in the flesh? Apostle Paul said, hallelujah, because the abundance of revelation that was given to me a thorn in the flesh, an emissary from hell, that was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the message of Satan to buffet me. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice. Lord, take it away. This is hurtful, Lord. This thing has turned me up. God, help me. Deliver me from this thing. But what was it? I don't know. I know it was something my God, it was rough. Take it away, Lord God. He prayed three times. Did God answer him? Yeah, he did. But he didn't take it away, did he? God doesn't always take away what we ask him to take away. That's the very thing that we need. He said, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation. See, if Paul had been all, what word do I want to use here? Let me use his term. If he had been fit as a fiddle. Y'all know what I mean when I say that, don't you? Huh? You know what I mean? If he had been fit as a fiddle, He would, don't you? If he, everything was just all right, if the, it's fine, but he wasn't. Something was getting on him. Something was hurting him. Hallelujah. So that's the reason why he said, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice. But when God answered, he said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. My grace is sufficient for you. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation, listen to this now, hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we shall live soberly, righteously, and godly. Did it say in heaven? It's in this present world, didn't it? In this present world. Hallelujah. Glory. You've showed the old man what is good. Michael 6:8. And what does the Lord require of thee but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God? Do justly. Do what's right. Do the things that's right. Do justly. Love mercy. The Bible says, for blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Isn't that right? But see, a lot of people now, that they want mercy, but they don't want to give it. Isn't that right? Remember that man in the Bible that he owed this man so much money, and he said he's going to just, have him, put in prison. He just told him, have mercy for me, and he did. But he went out and found somebody owed him something, and he started choking him. Is that what the scripture said? Grabbed him and said, pay me, but God wants us to be merciful. Christian people are merciful, but devil will fight you on it. He'll fight you. He'll tell you, look, he deserves that. No, we need to pray and seek God. We need to be more like the Lord. God, purge me. Lord, I want God to purge me and just get everything out of me that's not like him. I really do. I want to be a real Christian saint. Pray. When you pray that God will help me to be a real Christian. I'm talking about a genuine Christian. A true son of God, a true servant of God. I don't want to, the Apostle Paul said, lest I preach to others and I myself should be a castaway. In other words, I preach to others and I myself should be rejected by God. Hallelujah. But I want to be a witness for the Lord, a true witness, a swift witness. Amen. So we came to pray tonight. We came to reach out to God, to touch the throne of God. Hallelujah. Remember the venomous. Keep the venomous in prayer daily. You know, and let's pray one for another. And let's pray for Brother Sean, his son, who broke his arm, I believe it was. So let's pray for them and the family. You know, that God has blessed them and helped them, protect them, deliver them. And let's pray one for another, saints. Let's love one another. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to the other. That love flowing one to the other. Amen. That's how the world knows that we're the children of God. Because we love one another. We love God and we love one another. The love is flowing. Hallelujah. Thank God. Help us tonight, Lord. Let's stand and pray. Let's stand up and pray. Hallelujah. God is so good, isn't he? God is so good. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for your word, Lord. And we thank you for salvation, Lord. Lord, purge us, Lord. Cleanse us, Lord. Oh, la seketo, ma wash us, Lord. Oh, miendele kito ulo misandala bakoyeri andala rehanda. Stir our hearts, Lord. Stir our minds, Father. Stir our souls to do thy will, Lord. God, we're living in the end time. Oh, you're coming soon, Lord. So help us, Lord God, to be faithful to you, Lord. God, we claim souls for you, Lord. Send in honest hearts. Send in hungry hearts, Lord. Send in faithful hearts. Send them in, Lord God. Oh, la bekito umundede kuyede viandala kuyede sandolo maya. Oh, God, help us to love thee with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Help us to love our neighbors, ourselves, Lord. God, help us to love our enemies, Lord. Help us, Father. Stir us, Lord. Keep us, Lord God, by the power of God, Lord. Amen. Oh, God, have mercy upon us tonight, Lord. Have mercy upon us tonight, Jesus. God, have mercy upon us tonight, Lord. Have mercy upon us tonight, Jesus. Help us tonight, Father. Oh, to do your will. Lord, you've set us free, Lord God. God, help us to walk in love, walk in freedom, Lord God. Follow you, Lord. Lord, you say he is the trigger of the world and enemy to God, Lord. Don't let us be friends of the world, Lord. But help us to be your friend, Jesus. Oh, my God. Break our hearts, Lord. Break our hearts, Lord. Oh, save the lost, God. Save souls, God. Amen. Save our loved ones, God. We claim them for you. Bring them all in, Lord. Give them a gift. Give them a gift. Give them a gift. Your way in us, Lord. Let your divine will be done. God in us, Lord. Yeah. Amen. God is good, isn't he? And he's so faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. It's a good word. That was good song choices, Brother Mike, too. Refiner's Fire. And Holiness. One of the songs talked about holiness. A lot of times I look for that, you know, kind of feel the spirit here, you know. And it's good to hear the preaching confirmed with the same material, Lord. You want to take us down that road of holiness, Father God. You want to draw us closer, Lord. And it's for our safety and for our protection in these last days of deception, Lord. Lord, you want to keep us by your word, Lord. Lord, I pray that everybody that has an ear to hear would hear, Lord. And they would take it to heart, Lord. And they would just apply it to their lives, Father God. And we just pray that you quicken each and every one of us, Lord. And Lord, that you'll be with us throughout the week, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity once again to assemble together. And be with everybody here as we all depart our ways in the name of Jesus. We just thank you and praise you. Amen.